I'm Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week for the weeks of December 23rd and 30th is Shane Williams from Lakeshore High School Wrestling. Here's my conversation with Shane as heard on 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports, brought to you by CMG Financial. Experience extraordinary when buying your new home. NMLS 1820. This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week is Shane Williams from Lakeshore High School Wrestling in the Lancers match against New Lothrop and Dowagiac. Shane earned a pin against New Lothrop against the fifth-ranked wrestler in the state, and then a forfeit against Dowagiac. And then later in the week at the Allendale tournament, going 4-0 on the day, a pin and three pretty impressive decisions to go, again, 4-0 on the day, and also receive the Outstanding Wrestler Award for the tournament. Shane, that's a really nice week. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Before I get to the Allendale tournament and the outstanding wrestler, let's go back to what I had mentioned against New Lothrop, the fifth-ranked wrestler. You pin him. I asked you before we got going here, with a match like that, and he's ranked number five, for you personally, are there more nerves going into a match like that or more eagerness because of the high-profile match?
Well, I'd probably say it's more eagerness. I'm always trying to wrestle the better kids, always trying to get better, and so I was really excited to wrestle him.
How did it feel afterwards? I mean, you pinned the guy. I mean, how did it feel?
It felt great knowing that even with kids that high of caliber, that good, I can still compete with them, still pin them, you know. It's good.
And then the Allendale tournament, 4-0 in the day, the outstanding wrestler. Just talk a little bit about how that day went for you.
Well, in the beginning of the tournament, I was first seed, so I was kind of expected to win. So I just came out there ready to wrestle hard every match, and I did pretty good.
By the end of the day, are you kind of dragging? I mean, you're toward the end of your fourth match, you're thinking, man, I can't wait for this to be done with?
Yeah, because it's a long day, but, yeah. You know, the kids that I wrestled that weren't that good, so,
okay,
you know, I didn't really use that much energy.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
Last match, I was still kind of ready to go, ready to wrestle.
Now, before the season even started, any goals you wanted to set for yourself coming in, your junior year, anything you really wanted to accomplish by the end of the season?
Yeah, definitely. I set goals. One of my goals was to make it to the state finals this year. I definitely think it's possible. So That's what I wanted to do.
So far this season, you pretty happy with the results? Are you maybe doing a little bit better than you thought or about where you thought you would be this time of year?
Probably about where I thought. I've lost one match. It was a close match. Probably shouldn't have lost it, but, you know, still doing pretty good.
Is that the type of match where you want to, you know, wrestle the guy again?
Yeah. I can wrestle him again at county, I think.
Okay.
So if I bump up a weight, I can wrestle him again and get a rematch.
Your coach is Bruce Bittenbender. I'll just have you talk about his performance, you know, against New Lothrop and then the Allendale tournament, most outstanding wrestler. These are kind of are these the kind of results you were kind of expecting from Shane coming into the season?
Well, Shane's a fourth place state play. He placed fourth at state last year. So, yeah, we expected Shane to be the leader on the team this year. And we know our schedule has just been, it's been very tough. I mean, we've hit Mishawaka. New Lothrop won a 32-team tournament this weekend. I mean, we've been hitting Whitehall. Has just been dominating everybody. So our schedule has really been tough. Shane has had one loss here. He'll get a chance to see this guy again in the county meetings from Edwardsburg. And, you know, we expect Shane, and, you know, he's a smart wrestler. He's a coachable wrestler. And how about his grade point average? 4.3 grade weighted average. Average, taking all the honor classes, and a 4.0 hasn't got a B. He's got all A's, so he's doing better than I did in high school.
This is the kind of guy you want in your roster. Number one, he's so talented. Number two, you don't have to worry about what he's doing off the mat.
No, you don't. He's a good, steady kid. He's a leader. And, you know, he's a leader by example. He's a quiet kid, but like I say, he's a leader by example. He's there at practice every day. He works hard every day. And, you know, it's just the kind of guy that you enjoy having on the team.
Shane, you mentioned one of your goals is to make it to the state finals. Right now, do you start thinking about things? What's it going to take to get there? What are some of the things you still want to focus on, work on, to make that a reality?
Well, I still want to focus, you know, clean up my shots in neutral, clean up everything just so I'm more well-rounded, ready to make it to the state finals.
Outside of wrestling, any other activities you're involved with here at Lakeshore?
Yeah, I also do baseball.
Okay.
That's another sport that I play
in
the spring. just kind of a break after wrestling season.
If I were to just take a stab in the dark, would I be right in saying wrestling of the two is probably your favorite sport?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Hey, congratulations on the week and the season so far. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right. Shane Williams of Lakeshore High School Wrestling is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports.